Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LeJay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast, powered through RAI Radio and Radio Pushes, honey. And today, my people, today, we have the immaculate, the beautiful Nikita on the line. Nikita, how you doing, baby? Nikita, do I got you with me, honey? I thought I had you with me, boo.
Oh, sorry. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Now, I had a chance to go ahead and listen to a couple of your tracks. The first one I listened to, we're going to get right into that one, is called I Don't Believe in Fairy Tales. Now, your track came in, and I was immediately taken by the beat to some Ed Sheeran, and I'm just describing for my people out there, because some of y'all ain't never heard of her, you know what I'm saying? But the beat reminded me of that Ed Sheeran song, Don't Miss My Heart, yeah, and it reminded me of that, you know what I'm saying? And it's on a little bit of a level, you know what I'm saying? So y'all get a little taste of what I'm talking about. Then she slid right into the vocals on a whole from Taylor Swift Jones, you know what I'm saying, on how she set up the vocals in each verse, you know what I'm saying? I was impressed. I was very impressed, and I really like this track. Yes.
I was actually trying,
why don't you go ahead and talk?
I was actually trying to replicate Ed Sheeran in that specific song, because, like, I love rapping, but, like, I also love singing, so I just kind of mixed them both together, and I wanted to emulate Ed Sheeran in that one song.
Well, you definitely did what you were supposed to do, honey, because that's exactly who I got from that. And I was like, okay. I was pleasantly surprised. I really was, because it got me, like, your music got me a chance to get out of this indie box that I've been in lately, you know what I mean? And it made me remember why I really just like music in its entirety, you know what I mean? So why don't you go ahead and explain your style as an artist to the people?
So I started out as just basic pop. Not like bubblegum pop, but like kind of indie sort of pop. And then I just listened to such a wide variety of artists, like The Weeknd, Logic, and Justin Bieber and Paris. I listened to a lot of different artists, and it's just hard to focus on just one genre. So, like, I'm focusing on alternative pop right now because, like, I mean, you can do so much stuff with that specific genre, and it can swing towards R&B sometimes. Sometimes it can sound more like hip hop, or it can just sound like pure indie or alternative pop. But, like, my main stuff is alternative pop. So
definitely, I'm loving that. And I'm gonna talk about the next track that I got, because it was stuck in my head right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, my people, y'all need to really go check her out. The joint is called People. You know what I mean? And it had me in sort of like a trance, like a Lord type of track. You know, and you were, I just was really just feeling and loving the fact that you were hitting all of the notes so sweetly and so easily, you know what I mean? And I would love it, but I understand if you don't want to. I would love it if you would sing the hook for my people real quick. If you don't want to, I dig it, but I would love it if you would.
Thank you so much. So, this song was kind of like I didn't even think while I was making this song, really, because I just I wanted to fill out my first full-length album, and I wanted it to all sound good together. And I was just playing around on my program with some chords, and I came up with that simple melody. And I think that's why people like it so much, is because it's just easy to get in your head and stuff. But and then on the day I actually needed to write it, because I needed to record the vocals, it's really easy for me to write lyrics for some reason. Like, it's just, if I need to write lyrics, I just write it and it's done. But on the day I needed to record the vocals, because I set a certain date for the album to release, so I needed to record this song on this specific day. And I wrote the lyrics in about 10 or 15 minutes, and I just recorded it because I had to go out for for a party of some sort, so I had to be there in time, and I recorded the song how it is, and for some reason it just turned out amazing.
Yeah, you are definitely correct. Like, would you mind singing the chorus for my people and giving them a little taste?
Oh, I literally just woke up like 2 hours ago. I don't know if my voice is still like okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes, honey. I'm waiting. Because I love it.
I don't wanna be included in this anymore. I'm scared of being gunned down in a grocery store. Where can I go? Where can I sleep? I need to get away from people for eternity.
Hey, I need to get away from people for eternity. Yeah, y'all heard her. Y'all need to go check her out. Now, why don't you go ahead and send out all your social media handles so they can find you, honey?
All right. So my Instagram, let me just pull up my phone real quick. My Instagram is music.nikita. And then my Facebook is... My Facebook page is just Nikita Kara, K-A-R-A. And then my Twitter is Music by Nikita. I try to keep it simple. And then my SoundCloud is also Music. My SoundCloud is also Music by Nikita.
Definitely. Y'all need to check her out. If y'all don't know, y'all need to get on her. N-I-K-I-T-A, Nikita. Music.Nikita on Instagram. Music by Nikita on Twitter. Music by Nikita on Facebook. SoundCloud Music by Nikita, N-I-K-I-T-A. You know what I'm saying? Go check her out and slow her way. Because I'm telling you, that people, boy, that people, y'all need to get on that. Because I'm on that, so y'all need to jump on it too. Yeah. Now, honey, is there any other ways that you're branding yourself right now? Are there any other things that you're doing besides the music? And if it is just the music, like what other avenues are you taking, like merchandise or anything like that?
I'm not doing much else, but I'm mainly just focusing on music because I just recently dropped out of college and moved to LA to focus on music as a full-time career because, I mean, that's what I want to be successful in, so I got to do what I got to do. And I'm living with my grandparents at the moment to focus on that because it's just expensive living in LA. So I had to take the opportunity that I had. I'm lucky. And at the moment, my goal this year is to release 3 full-length albums because I can. And I want to release my second one in August because I already have – I released my first one in May this year, and I have 11 songs for my second, and that's going to be released in August, and I want to release my third in November, I think. It gives an equal time separation for all three, and I really want to release as much stuff as possible because I want to grow my fan base and then start doing what I got to do.
Well, definitely. Y'all heard her. Y'all heard what she's doing right now. And for all my people out there, my engineers, my beat makers, everybody that want to collaborate, y'all go check her out. You know what I'm saying? Is she doing big things? My girl is only 19, killing them out here. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm loving that, people. But y'all need to go check that out. You feel me? She out here. And am I understanding this correctly that you taught yourself how to sing and play the guitar at 13?
Yes, I did. Because actually, that's a funny story. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, honey.
Okay, so the main motivator why I started teaching myself how to sing and play guitar when I was about 13 is because I was watching The X Factor, and I was like a little jealous little shit. And I was like, Mom, I want to be like them. Why are they up there? And why am I not up there? And she's like, well, you got to actually do something. Like, you actually got to start doing something. So, like,
real
at first, it was a mission to, like, prove my mom wrong, but I'm, like, really glad I was stubborn because if I didn't, like, I would never be where I am today.
Definitely. I'm loving that. That is the best reason in the world that I've ever heard for teaching yourself how to do something. She said, I was a stubborn little shit. Ah, I'm loving you, my girl. Y'all need to make sure y'all check out my girl, Nikita, boy. See how you're doing things.
And then it goes to, like, this deep passion, and I'm just – sorry?
No, go ahead, boo, it's your world. I'm listening.
And then once I, like, showed my mom that I could play the guitar and sing. Like, the first time I sang in front of her, I was terrified. I was shaking, like visibly shaking, and I was like, I think I was crying. But she was like, well, you can carry a note, so that's good. And I just, like, I worked on it even more. And I can sing on the spot now, so that's good. And so, like, when I was about 14, I started writing my own original content. And the first song I ever wrote lyrical-wise was actually a rap. I think I was, 13, yeah. And it was about doubting yourself, and I'm not sure why my ass was so edgy back then, but it was. But then it grew into like this huge passion, and I started taking it seriously as a career when I was about 18, when I was in college, because I was like not feeling it at all, and I was like, I really want to do music, but I don't know how that's gonna work out, and I just did it because I don't want to regret anything later in life.
Well, you make sure you keep giving us all your content. You make sure you keep getting back with me, honey. Make sure you go ahead after this. You share this podcast because, honey, I just shared it a bunch of places all across Facebook, and there's going to be a couple of places now. So we want them to go ahead and check you out once they hear this. So go ahead and tell them your social media one more time, honey.
All right. So my Instagram is music.nikita. My Twitter is musicbynikita. My Facebook page is musicbynikita. And then, SoundCloud is Music by Nikita.
Definitely N-I-K-I-T-A. Check her out.
Yeah, and then if you want to hear my music, my artist name is just Nikita Kara, and it's on Spotify and iTunes and stuff like that.
Definitely, N-I-K-I-T-A-K-A-R-A. Y'all check her out. She also is on YouTube, N-I-K-I-T-A-S. Songs, S-O-N-G-S. Y'all check her out. Like I'm telling y'all, y'all need to go get up on it. But most of my people that's listening and y'all more from the hip-hop scene, y'all need to check her out because y'all know how that hip-hop do when they hit that R&B and when they hit that pop. Y'all hear how Nicki be singing with Ariana Grande. We'll be all up on the track with Ariana Grande. Y'all know that shit blow. So y'all need to check my girl Nicki out and get with her. Is there an email you want them to check you out at, honey?
Sorry?
Is there an email that you want to put out there for anybody that seriously wants to collab with you on a beat or a song or anything like that?
It's karamian@gmail.com. It's my real last name, K-A-R-A-M-I-A-N. That's why I shortened it, because no one can pronounce it.
Girl, because I was looking like, yeah, I'm not going to try that one. Because people mess mine up all the time.
Yeah, so it's just my first and last name @gmail.com.
Definitely. Y'all need to check her out. You know, my girl is fresh in the game. For all my beat makers out there, if y'all looking for somebody that's fresh on the game, that's doing some original things that ain't like everybody else, you need to hit my girl SoundCloud up. You need to hit her YouTube up and check her out. For all my engineers out there that are looking for something original and just outside the box to get into to put your name on because it's hot, y'all need to check my girl out. Y'all need to go to her SoundCloud. Y'all need to go to her YouTube. You need to check her out on IG. Follow her. She'll follow you back. You know what I'm saying? She's doing some good things out here, and my girl is impressed. She's just doing some great things. I'm going to just leave it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because she has a wide variety. She's very versatile. And like I said, everything that I explained to you on the beginning of this podcast, now run it back if you must, and then come back to this point right here. You run it back. That's exactly who she sounded like, and that's exactly who she wanted to sound like. So my girl is definitely versatile. You feel me? She all over the place doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Very nice, very precise. So we all need to go check her out, my girl Nikita, N-I-K-I-T-A. Check her on Instagram, music.nikita. Check her out on Twitter, Music by Nikita. Check her out on Facebook, Music by Nikita. Check her out on SoundCloud, Music by Nikita. And then you can go ahead and check her out on YouTube, Nikita with the S songs, with a S on the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, is there anybody that you're working with that you want to go ahead and just show some love to, you know what I'm saying, and give a shout-out to?
I actually do all my stuff myself, but there is one song that I worked on with somebody else, and that's Luis Medina. The song Stone Walls, I worked on that with him, and that was actually my first song I released. And then after, because I was, like, not confident I could make the stuff my own, and then after seeing him do it, I was like, this isn't too hard, so I started doing it myself, and now I make 100% of the content.
Oh my God! Like, are you making the beats as well?
Yes.
Lord have mercy, child. Yeah, I'm gonna check you out for my damn self when we get out of here. I'm gonna have to hit you up, and he said, don't be surprised when you get that phone call. Get it? Because I have a couple of different projects, and I would love to work with you, honey. I really would. I'm really feeling you. I feel the humbleness. I feel the realness. You know what I'm saying? I feel the hunger, and the drive is crazy. The talent is mad, and I'm loving it. So definitely be expecting a phone call from me. But the rest of y'all, if y'all want to get on it, you got to get in line, honey. You know, because I'm first in line and first to get her. So y'all need to go check my girl out. Like I said, on Instagram, Music by Nikita. Twitter, Music by Nikita. Facebook, Music by Nikita. SoundCloud, Music by Nikita, honey. N-I-K-I-T-A. Then go down to YouTube, Nikita Songs, and check her out there as well. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for coming on the show because, like, you have been amazing. I am very impressed. You know what I'm saying? I got the people's, you know what I'm saying, already downloaded on my junk. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I had to get it for free because you had to send it to me. But if it's somewhere else I support, and I definitely will put that money down. You just got to send me a link. I have no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a music artist myself.
Thank you so much.
You know what I'm saying? But, yes, I want to – you will come back and holler at me, right, on the Dream Hustle. You know what I'm saying? Dream Hustle win. You're going to holler at me again one more time, right?
Sorry? I didn't hear that.
You're going to holler at me one more time, meaning you're going to come back and holler at me again sometime again on my Dream Hustle Win podcast, right?
Of course.
Oh, definitely, honey. So y'all make sure y'all check her out on this one. Run it back again if you forgot who she is. Listen to her one more time because we've drilled it inside your brain. You know what I'm saying? This has been your girl, LaJay, baby, for the Dream Hustle Win podcast through REI Radio and Radio Pleasures, honey. And we out.